Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hey, hey, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo, and thanks for checking out the podcast this week for all-age comics. There are some great ones this week. Unlike last week, this week is jam-packed to the gills with some great stuff, including two powerhouses from the House of the Mouse. Aw, yeah. An entry point for the Doctor, a classic Spidey, and we welcome back one of our favorite invaders from the past. What do we hear in the background? That is music from Forget the Whale. Forget the Whale. Forget them. They're useless. They're nothing. It's actually a great group that you can check out all of their stuff from Free Music Archives. And that's a great little place to kind of cure your radio ills, because it's some jamming independent things. What is new this week? Well, let's take a look at these two books first. They're from the House of Mouse, the Disney World House? Walt Disney World. Let's be technical, because this is really legacy stuff. It's Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse and Walt Disney's Donald Duck. That is a big deal. And this is issue number 19 for each comic book. Kind of a coincidence there, because just over a year and a half ago, both of these issues, as well as a couple other Disney titles, were rebooted from IDW. Because prior to that, like 2 weeks ago, 2 years ago rather, like in 2014, there was nothing in the Walt Disney or the Mickey Mouse front on comics. Now suddenly there's a lot of stuff, and it's all pretty good. Here's the deal on this stuff, though. It features stories that were previously printed, usually in a different language, usually European. That is the case with Mickey Mouse number 19. This is part one of two. This is the Magnificent Double Joke. First time in English. I think you'll like it. And for the you Disney geeks out there, there are a couple of you out there, this continues the legacy where it once was at 328. Even though this is issue number 19 from IDW, if you want to say, well, I've got all 328 issues, you can say that when you purchase this one, issue number 19. Likewise for Donald Duck. This continues the numbering series from back in the day, issue 386. That's where this one picks up. In reality, in IDW's current lineage, it's issue number 19 of Donald Duck. It's Kingdom Under the Sea. Skin diver Donald chases a fish dinner straight into Princess Reginala's awesome subaquatic world just in time for a duck-smashing deep-water danger. Ah! It's Donald Duck. It's Goofy. And to give you an idea as to who's going to like this comic book as well as Mickey Mouse, our five-year-old really likes it. He cannot read the words. However, he likes to look at the art and have us read it to him, so it's a good kind of good night comic book. Donald Duck 19, Mickey Mouse 19, out this week. One of the go-to artists in all-age comics is this cat, Art Baltazar. And the moment you say, oh yeah, I know this cat, and that was the reference of, oh yeah, I know this. This is think of a go-to all-age comic, and his paws are in there somewhere. And this time, he is taking a look at the Revolution. Not Prince and the Revolution, but this is the IDW Revolution. Like, we're Revolution, G.I. Joe, Micronauts, Space Knight, and the Transformers. Yes, it's that. This is good all-age, fun stuff. Science fiction, action, that is going to have simpler vocabulary that ages 6 and up will be able to read by themselves. 5 and up, they'll dig the art, they'll laugh along. It's good, funny stuff. I'm not sure if this is a mini-series or an ongoing comic, but it's going to be welcome news for those kids who want to dig in some science fiction and some action and still dig also Art Baltazar's trademark, almost trademark art, because once you see it, you know it. Kids will also know this, and I feel kind of bad for giving this comic a bad rap a couple years ago, because kids really dig it. It is fun stuff, and it's priced appropriately. It's only $2.99, but don't buy it for the price. Buy it because it's awesome. It's Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Issue number 80. It's from DC Comics. And what's great about DC Comics for their all-age comics is that towards the back of each comic, they have a sheet of all the all-age comics that they have that month. So it's going to be like the Batman 66 versus Wonder Woman, the other Scooby-Doo title, and anything else that DC Comics has out for all-age comics. And Scooby-Doo is really a can't-miss. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Issue number 80. This is one of the monthly series, so every 2 weeks, a Scooby title comes out. It's either going to be Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Or a Scooby-Doo Team-Up. Just depends on your cup of tea as to which Scooby you like. Scooby-Doo Team-Up has Scooby and the gang hooking up with a superhero of usually camp lore, like usually some of the Hanna-Barbera folks or some of the classic DC folks. However, Scooby-Doo Where Are You is more of the mysteries, the campy mysteries with those wacky kids who are always meddling and solving mysteries. Kids will love this, 5 and up. Our 7-year-old loves this comic and can read everything in it, laughs, and will entertain himself for hours with a stack of these. So if you have a 7-year-old who needs something to do and maybe they're a reluctant reader, set them loose on Scooby-Doo Where Are You? And I suspect they will be satiated. May I ask, where did you find this podcast from? Well, there you go. If you'd be so kind as to list a ranking on that site, be it Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, wherever, please leave a little comment. Give us a star rating. Let us know what you like or what you'd like to hear more of, because we aim to please, just like a burger joint. So the classic that we haven't heard a lot of, how we phrased it in the introduction, is this one, and it's just a 2-month lapse. So it's not, in reality, it's not a really long time, but Invader Zim hasn't been out for 2 months. Who knows why this happens? But it did! Welcome back, Invader Zim! Issue number 18 from Oni Press is out, and this is a fun comic book, and it's a little strange to think about it because this is issue number 18 of the comic book, yet the show, Invader Zim, has been around since 2001 on Nickelodeon. Isn't that crazy? 2001? What were you doing in 2001? Mental. You were... what? You were 16 years younger. Dancing badly and had shoulder pads, probably. Also, on Nickelodeon, did you hear this news? They're making a made-for-TV Invader Zim Nickelodeon all-new original TV movie with the original vocal cast. Ha-ha! It'll probably be out sometime in early 2018. But the big deal is it has the original vocal cast. So Invader Zim is a big deal, and this is a really funny comic book. It took me a while to warm up to it, but welcome back, Invader Zim. We hope it's now monthly, instead of this every other monthly thing, because kids, 7 and up, like it. It's a little abstract and a little strange, kind of like Adventure Time in its strangeness, but not as strange as that, because Invader Zim has much more of a coherent plot about the dim-witted alien and all of Zim's cohorts, as they were. So it's more focused, but it's still very silly and very strange, and kids 7 and up will like it. It's Invader Zim. Doctor Who. Now, we mentioned Doctor Who last week. However, we need to mention them again this week, because Doctor Who's a very complex character, and there are so many Doctor Who's. Well, so many. I think there are 5 incarnations in comic books, and they are all good for all ages. However, the reading level is going to be really probably too high for a 6 or a 7-year-old, but the story is going to be okay. So it'll be some good night reading if you want to share the comic book with your young reader. That makes it a complex thing also because there are 5 different doctors, different stories. Where do you jump in? Hey, jump in here. This is a mini-series, Doctor Who Ghost Stories. It's a mini-series, issue 1 of 4. It's going to have the same science fiction action that Whovians and Doctor Who fans will like. However, it's got Doctor Who. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Miniseries. The Return of Doctor Mysterio. So check it out. It's a good jumping on point. And from this 4-issue miniseries, you can really catch a vibe for how the series works, the narrative in the story, the action, and its pacing. And you can also say, you know what, maybe it's not good for this age, but maybe 2 years older it is. I think it's good for ages 7 and up if you really want to go young. Because if you ask people across the pond what age is Doctor Who good for, and they'll say, well, my 5-year-old watches it. Awesome! Wow, some of the issues, especially the Angel ones, maybe a little bit, the episodes, maybe a little dark. Just my 2 cents. Or my 2p if you're across the pond. The one superhero book out this week is Spider-Man. This is the Marvel Universe Ultimate Spider-Man versus the Sinister Six. This is issue number 9. Where is Director Fury? Where is he? He's probably doing a commercial for some sort of credit card. Possibly. This is a great all-age comic. It's only $2.99, just like Scooby-Doo or Are You, except this one is on the Marvel side of the fence. And if you've seen the Marvel Disney XD series, Marvel Ultimates, Marvel Universe, it's just like that. The animation style is very friendly. The art is great. And kids are going to like this. There's also a little interactive craft in these comics. And it's good fun. You can also pick up the graphic novels for the Ultimate Spider-Man. And it's good fun. Plus, it's only $2.99. It's a good traveling comic book. So if you're taking a road trip this spring, go pick it up for the kids. It'll keep them quiet for about 20 minutes. Get another comic. It's 40 minutes. There you are. One graphic novel that we need to get on board with is this one, Nameless. If you go into any comic book store, you will see the first graphic novel in this series there, and it's very distinctive. It looks like a small Asian, probably Japanese, but maybe Chinese, village. Nameless. Nameless City. The second issue in this trilogy of graphic novels is out. Stoneheart. There we are. Stoneheart. I have not read the first one. However, every time I go in the comic book store, it's there, and I want to read it. I know kids in upper elementary and middle school love this graphic novel, and I need to get on board with it. It's the second graphic novel in the Nameless City trilogy, The Stoneheart, from Faith Erin Hicks. And if you're down with it, you'll probably already say, yeah, I know, we've got it purchased on Amazon. It'll be here any day. If not, keep an eye out for it. Check it out in your library, or just take a look at it next time you're in your local comic book store. And I think it'll surprise you, because I'm going to do the same thing very soon. Oh, speaking of which, where is your closest comic book store? Very simple to find out. Comic book store locator. Just do a quick little search on that, and you can punch in your zip code, and boom, you will see the closest comic book store relative to you, because every Wednesday is New Comic Book Day. Yeah, it is. Hey, the comic book that I think has evolved the best over the past 2 years has got to be this one. Hero Cats. This week, issue number 16, Skyworld comes out. And this series has evolved so far beyond just cats. I mean, because the first two, three issues, it was about cats who are superheroes. And that's still a large part of this story. I mean, just by the name, Hero Cats. That's what it is. But there's so much more as the issues got on. Like issue number 16, it's got a whole lot of action, science fiction, and it's not just about cats. Because, you know, early on in the series, in the comic book's incarnation, you would have said, oh, cats, joy, not for me. However, what's happened now with Hero Cats is it's much more of an ensemble, where it's not just cats. There are so many sci-fi elements that factor into this comic book from Action Lab Entertainment that make it really fun for boys or girls ages 6 and up, because it's got ridiculous amounts of action. It's a lot of fun, and I think you'll like it. It's Hero Cats, issue number 16. It is out this week, and it's kind of a new story arc. So if you're scared about jumping into a comic book when it's not issue number 1, because it's going to be worth lots of money, don't do that. This is issue number 16, but it's a brand new story point. So jump in, new readers, come on in. The water is fine. We are on Twitter. Are you aware of that? It's at Daddy Mojo. We're on all the social profiles. Just do a quick little search for Daddy Mojo, and you'll find us there.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.